This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Grocery giant Kroger reports quarterly results this morning. Analysts will be listening for updates about its latest expansion, opening in new markets without actually opening new stores. Kroger started up grocery delivery in Florida earlier this year, powered by refrigerated warehouses, robots, and drivers. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports.
Florida is an untapped market for Kroger, but lots of residents know the brand because they moved there from somewhere else, like Jen Moore of Tampa, who knows Kroger from living in Texas and Georgia.
I've shopped there for years.
Now, Moore gets Kroger deliveries about twice a week. She buys fresh produce for herself and her pet rabbit, J-Hop.
I'll usually give her like 3 leaves off the lettuce set and then like a little handful of cilantro.
And Moore found that a head of lettuce delivered from Kroger was a dollar cheaper than other places, so she was willing to pay the delivery fee.
I've noticed enough of those types of savings that I'm like, this is definitely worth it.
So that's one happy customer in Florida, but Kroger's new venture needs a lot more.
Kroger is entering a really, really competitive category.
Analyst Sucharita Kadali with Forrester says, on one hand, Kroger could save a lot.
They don't have a physical store infrastructure that is hindering them or holding back their profitability.
But on the other hand, delivery is expensive. Refrigeration, gas, drivers.
They may have like ice cream in their orders or raw chicken. You know, you just can't go deliver it at 3 in the afternoon or 2 a.m. when it may suit you as a carrier.
And in Florida, there's a lot of loyalty to grocers that are not Kroger, like Publix.
Yeah, I love Publix.
Samantha Ampel shops at Publix in Georgia.
It's bright. It's friendly. I've always been able to find everything.
It's that kind of Publix brand loyalty that Kroger is up against, says David Livingston at DJL Research. He says if customers are into grocery delivery, there's Instacart and Walmart already in Florida.
I just don't see Kroger having any kind of compelling advantage over any of the other retailers.
But he says it's not a bad strategy to elbow into a new market without the high upfront costs of stores. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.